You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Ooh, you're gonna retire?
Oh, yeah.
I used to touch grass. It's true.
So you want to make an impact, and your body doesn't quit. When is enough impact? Is there a line where you've impacted enough?
No.
I can't live like this. Like, I have to really focus on health. You feel like you're falling apart, dying slowly, inside and out.
I went into the onsen with him, and let's just say he's not Drizzy Drake.
Ooh.
All of y'all have been on I Spent a Day With before. Can y'all just talk about your experience on I Spent a Day With and what the reception was like from your audience?
It was not a day. And I felt a little upset about that.
Anthony Padilla's a liar and didn't want to get food with me after.
That's messed up. That's extra messed up. I didn't even ask. He asked me to get food after.
I mean, he was probably busy.
Yeah, where is he right now?
Lined up. Like, I'm sure he like records a lot of these episodes in one day.
That's really interesting that you say that, because he DM'd me at like 25 minutes before showing up to this thing, where he was like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
Did he tell you that
he wasn't today?
He told me last night he wouldn't be here. He's a swindler.
He is a bit of a swindler.
But he's cute, so we're here anyway.
I know. It's just like, God, I'm such a sucker for a pretty face. It's messed up.
God. You know, I was a little worried about this episode because I was going to be between these guys.
The thing is, I only listen to women, so I won't be listening to you for this entire show. And I'm going to listen to you.
Yay!
And you guys are going to listen to us, legendary streamers, talk about assumptions.
Lady Mel says, do they even sleep? Also, do they sometimes walk around in life and forget that they're not streaming?
This guy doesn't sleep.
That's not true.
This girl doesn't sleep.
Do you sleep?
Yeah, 8 hours a night.
I have to sleep.
I'm old.
I sleep.
You're not old, though.
8 hours.
You're so lame. I hate you. I hate that I could tell you thought about it and you're like, you can hold it back.
It was one of those things where it's better if you just move past.
No, you look,
and you just
you're
stayed.
So young. You're so
you
young.
Stayed there. You're old. You are old.
Eat
you are
eat
so
it.
Old.
You guys are both north of 30. You're both north of 30.
I know,
okay,
and you're
okay.
Close.
Oh,
you're so close.
We're gonna start talking about age.
You're gonna be 30 soon.
One thing I learned is that we need to have good sleep to perform and do better for our other work. So I have to sleep, and I love sleeping. It's like I'm off.
Well, the second part of this was, do you ever feel like you're streaming when you're not live? And I have called groups of people chat by accident, which is very embarrassing.
Do I ever forget that I'm streaming? No, but do I ever dream that I'm streaming? Yes.
Dude.
Ew.
That's so embarrassing.
You have dreams that you're streaming?
You don't have to say everything out loud on this.
Wait, I thought we were clarifying assumptions.
Well, it's like the dream.
Wait, that's so...
Are you banning someone?
Oh my gosh!
No, you guys.
Are you
want to
fighting
know?
With viewers in your dreams?
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, I'm not even. I'm having really long, complicated, fact-based, empirical, evidence-based arguments in my dream. I'm not even kidding. I do that all the time. It's probably really sad. Why did I admit that? You're right.
That's lit.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm a little worried about you. Like, are you sure it's even a dream or was this real life?
No, it's definitely. But I sometimes I wake up and I'm like, damn, that was a really good argument. I should remember that. So it's like, yeah. I feel like my brain is working. Even when I'm sleeping, my brain is like, I'm contributing to like the content for the day.
Outside of stream, do y'all censor yourselves more or like think about like, do you have the terms of service just like constantly around your head or do you feel like you can just separate that once you get off stream?
I think offline or like online, you have to be very cognizant about personal information. And I think that's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. And so like offline, you can talk more freely, but I still even get scared like sending a text with like an address or like a Discord message.
Same. Yeah, I'm extra cautious about what I'm saying. Like, what can be shown? Like, even if I'm not recording and stuff, like, I, you know, looking around before I, like, type in an address or something, so.
Because you've had stuff, like, leak before.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
Stuff's leaked all the time. I also, like, realized, for example, yesterday I was recording and I started talking in terms, like, streaming terms. Mm. And I also realized how desensitized I am because I described my voice as a rotting, depressed teenager is how I described the sound of my voice. And I had like a bunch of normies around me.
Uh-huh. You're doing it right now. You said normies.
Yeah, normies, like people that don't stream or right. Like just outside of like the streaming culture. And I realized like that's such a horrible thing to say to like normal people that yeah. touch grass. And the looks that they gave me when I said that was, they were so concerned.
Uh-huh.
And I realized.
Because yeah, they're like real humans who are like, dude, why is she so mean to herself?
Yeah, I was like, why did I say that? I was like, yeah. That's so cringe. Don't ever say that. So
streamers use a lot of terms that are endemic to streaming. Mm-hmm. And if they say it in real life, it's cringe. But when Kai does it, it's cool. He taught a generation about Riz.
But Riz isn't a streaming term.
It kind of came from Kai, though. And Phantom Tax, that's a streaming term. But no, when I say no, poggers at the grocery store, I'm a freak.
Yeah.
Two different reasons.
Pog in one, real life is crazy.
Kai is cool and you're not. So there's that. You're lame.
First off, Madge.
Okay, thank you for proving my point. Those are not endemic to streaming. Those are normal concepts. The Phantom Tax is a pre-existing concept that has existed in the fat boy sphere for a very long time. It's just been repurposed into Phantom taxing his friends. So now it's known as the Phantom Tax. But but you're not a fat guy, so you don't know.
I used
as
to
a
be.
Fat boy, do not steal fat valor.
Oh, you're guarding it. You're gatekeeping fat
yes,
valor.
Yes, I'm gatekeeping it. Don't try to steal fat. What was that? Are you gonna get in on this? Or are you gonna be like, I was fat too?
No, I was super skinny.
Yeah. At least you're honest. Thank you. You dishonest. But yeah, no, that concept is like a concept that exists. Riz is like charisma. It's just
those are poggers is just something cool.
I don't think I use any of those terms. Like I'm such a boomer from day one. Like I was so normie when
you
I
never
first
said pog in front of a person that doesn't watch streams.
No. I rarely say pog. When I say it as a joke on stream sometimes, but even then it's like super rare. I don't use emotes. I don't really watch a lot of streams in general. I don't watch Twitch streams. I don't watch YouTube streams at all. One, because I don't have time. Two, when I'm like, when the limited moments that I'm not online, I like to consume, you know, more professional content, I guess. That.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my heart.
Straight up.
That's actually W.
What?
Skibbity.
What do you, you don't watch streams. You watch streams as market research.
I watch streams every day.
I watch streams every day.
I literally got a Twitch recap and it said, I watch streams 366 days of the year.
Who's your number one stream?
Tarek.
Where was I on the list?
What's the next assumption?
Wow.
Streamers are constantly paranoid that they haven't ended their stream.
I accidentally went live when I was trying to record.
Oh my
something.
Gosh.
Luckily the cam was off, but it was so traumatic. I never uploaded this video, but it was supposed to be a Draw My Life video. And so I was trying to record like my life.
Did they hear
story.
The audio?
They heard the audio.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
It was so cringe.
Oh,
I go
so
live,
cringe.
The camera's off. It's just a black screen and I'm just reading my life story. And then I look at chat, just Bible thumps.
Yeah.
Like
what an avant-garde stream she's doing today.
Damn, yeah, you're cringe.
It was rough.
I've never had that problem.
Well, it's because you're always live, so you can never accidentally go live.
Well, I guess that's true. It's just like, I have a very, it's very formulaic. So it's just...
You got your ritual.
Usually, yeah. 11 a.m., I sit in front of the computer and I turn on OBS.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is a sunny 64 degrees here in Los Angeles. Aww. And I'm pretending to chew nicotine gum.
Oh, that's nice. You watch my streams.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, okay.
Streamers are incredibly wealthy and now no longer relatable because of it.
Mm. I agree. 100%.
Are you rich?
Yeah. I'm very lucky.
You know what it reminds me of? It's like comedians. Because, like, I think streamers are similar to comedians in the sense that early on, it's easy to relate to this person across the screen because they're maybe interested in a similar hobby or video game as you. And then, like, comedians will get, like, wealthy. They'll write a new hour of stand-up, and then it'll be about their wealthy problems as opposed to, like, the relatable, you know, struggling through life problems.
Yes.
And then people like them less. And like, so I think Kevin Hart's got a lot of shit for this. And I understand why he gets the shit. And I think the same thing happens to streamers because it's not even like they're writing bits and jokes for an hour. They're just talking about their life and their problems. Yeah. And my problem was that I went to the Grammys and I spent $500 on hot dogs. And that's like a real thing that happened. I thought it was kind of funny. But like, admittedly, I got to go to the Grammys and I got to spend $500 on hot dogs. Right? Like, it's kind of a fucking scam. It's kind of a funny story. But it's a much different issue than I had 6 years ago, which was I bet my last $100 on a game of Mario Party and lost, which I think is more relatable.
I think, like, ironically, one of the reasons why I have, you know, this is funny to say because everyone's going to say, Hassan, you're so unrelatable. You love flying in private jets or whatever, which is not true. But my hobby is basically sitting there and getting angry about the news. I don't really have a lot of real life experiences that normally someone who is as wealthy as I am would have. Like, I feel like people in my financial situation are not spending 8 hours a day online.
Online, yeah, they'd be.
So I think that has kept me surprisingly relatable.
I feel like it's hard to see chat as actual people rather than a single entity. It probably feels more like they're talking to one person than it does a crowd.
I feel like there's two different things happening. One is general viewer sentiment, which is expressed via emotes or W's and L's or like lol lmaos. And so there's many people who will spam like a similar thing.
Kick W's.
Yes. And if you see a lot of these things, then it means like they're having a good time or a bad time or whatever. And then there's like certain people who will drop more specific messages.
I'm beginning to realize that my experience as a Twitch streamer is very different than like most people.
Well, this is the same with you, right? Like, you will have these people who do these large things, but then you'll have people who write like more specific things you'll hone in on that.
Most of the time it's people writing specific things on my chat, I would say.
You have like a larger
significantly
portion.
Significantly more fair. Issue, people delivering their perspective on an issue. I don't think that it's a singular entity at all. I actually have a reverse parasocial relationship with my community, I would say, where I do know.
It's true.
I do know like frequent chatters and like frequent contributors of the conversation because I do treat it more like I have the opportunity to be inside of an arena, but then literally have a direct conversation with tens of thousands of people at any given moment.
You'll watch him and then he'll like pull up a chatter's message and then he'll highlight it for the whole arena to see.
Yeah.
And then he'll read it out and it'll be like, your hair looks bad. And then I'll be like, okay, Jordan, 2 years ago you wrote in my chat, my haircut's good. And he'll scroll up and he'll show it. And it's like, how did you remember that?
Yeah, it's really bad. I've probably like lost formative memories. I joke about this a lot, but like, I probably don't even know what my first kiss was like because I just have Jordan compiled, ready to go. Like, it's just, there's not enough space for all of the.
It was Haley. We were riding the Yankee Cannonball, and she turned over to me, and I said, you're the most beautiful girl I ever met, and then she kissed me.
No, I'm lying. It was Humai. Humai, I forget what her last name is, but it was after our, like, extra school in Turkey in eighth grade.
Mine was eighth grade, too. Yeah. Wait, what was yours?
She probably had, like, a cool child.
What was your first kiss?
My first kiss?
Is it at the GameStop?
It's like, in first grade.
What?
Yeah.
First grade?
That's what I mean. She's like, she lived, she's cool.
I kissed the guy. Because he brought cupcakes.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah.
And was that, because my first kiss was, like, full tongue.
Ew.
Yeah.
In the eighth grade? What the fuck is wrong with
We French kissed.
What the hell?
It was French kissing.
Did he bring the cupcakes for you? Or just
No, it was for class.
That's embarrassing. Wait, yeah. Why? That's actually so embarrassing.
I don't know.
What was his reaction?
He freaked out, got in trouble, had timeout.
He got timeout?
He got timeout, and I remember his nose was like, you know how he's standing in the corner? Uh-huh. So someone opened the door, and it pinched his nose. Which, yeah, I'll never forget.
Ray and Ludwig miss Twitch.
I miss Twitch in some ways, specifically because I feel like Twitch has this emote culture. It's like my favorite thing that I miss about Twitch is just how you look at chat and everyone is just expressing how they feel via emotes. But on YouTube, we don't really have that emote culture. And so people type how they feel. There's a lot of opinions. There's a lot of just reading, like, you know, how people feel out loud. It's just so different. Like, I don't know. It felt like less serious on Twitch.
I think the community is less engaged, and it's more like you are operating a business with a revolving door on YouTube as opposed to Twitch, which is like a regular-ass door, and they get in and they sit their ass down and they're there for the show. But YouTube will be like people popping in for a bit, like, what's up, Ray?
Or someone will be like popping, I don't like this game. When are you going to play this game? I'll come back in a few days, kind of thing.
Oh, they do that on Twitch too, still.
But I think people on Twitch get it a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's a whole different culture on YouTube. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't understand.
You wouldn't get what we go through.
You don't know what it's like.
I assume that over time they grow numb to the hate, having seen the same old hate comments towards them.
Oh, yeah, I'm insanely desensitized. Really.
What
desensitized.
Hate comments do you get? Don't go,
Oh, he gets a ton of hate.
No, he doesn't. Like,
he gets
what?
So much hate.
He's like, ready. What?
Okay, well, don't go too hard.
Go ahead. What are some hate comments you get?
Well, I think what I've realized is that no one is exempt from hate. And, like, people you think are universally liked are never universally liked. And so, like, you can't please everybody. Mm-hmm. I get people who hate me and say mean stuff sometimes. Sometimes I get in spats, and then there's, like, an overwhelming amount of hate. But I think ultimately, it just, you know, in one ear, out the other. I can't put too much focus on it.
Yeah,
He's like, yeah, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I put all the focus on
that's
the
not,
hate I get.
That's not entirely true. Because, like, in my line of work, obviously, like, credibility is important. Because I'm not just, like, you know, making, like, fun content, right? And so a lot of people have realized that there's a good opportunity to just be like, oh, he's not actually credible. Like before it would be like, oh, he has a house or whatever. Things that you would never even think twice about that are ridiculous. But now people will be like, oh, he's actually wrong all the time. He's wrong on this. He's wrong on that. And it's oftentimes from people who don't even have like a political opinion at all or hide their political perspective, but will like try to do that. So there are things that I have to address, which I know gets repetitive, but beyond that.
Do you have
that,
to address it? Because, like, I do think you're easily baited in.
You're right about that. I definitely am.
In many fields of battle. Because you'll get baited by a chatter, a tweeter, a YouTuber, and you'll respond to all of them. And I feel like some, you could be right, if it's gaining some traction, could be worth responding to. But I think others, you're just getting caught in the heat of the moment.
I have tuned a lot of that out. So when I do actually respond to something, because of the frequency of it, it probably comes across like I'm responding to it all the time. Holy shit, he's constantly in drama or whatever. But it's
you're
actually
saying it's happening to a much higher magnitude. And you're actually ignoring a lot.
Yes, I'm ignoring 90% of it. And the 10% that I do respond to, because it's so frequent, comes across as like very commonplace that I'm doing it. But you're absolutely correct. One thing that I did early on that was a big mistake for my career was I thought people will be charitable if I sit down and unpack something. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, no, that doesn't matter at all. To the people that make up their minds about a certain thing, you can't really shake them off that position.
Ranch Dubois said, I assume that they consider frequent streaming collaborators as coworkers rather than friends.
Do you think
that's a great assumption?
You can be friends with another streamer forever and ever?
I definitely have made some forever friends through streaming.
Am I one of them?
admittedly.
Yikes.
No, admittedly, yes. Yes. Admittedly, yes.
No, it's too late, bro. No, you paused for 8 years.
Well, it's because I was thinking about being honest or not.
Oh,
like,
my God. And I settled on lying.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, but it's just we actually hang out in real life.
Do you guys? Because I never hang out. He doesn't.
You are always streaming.
Check this guy out.
Whoa. Swatted away. Say no to drugs. This is why we don't hang out. Drugs have changed you.
So you feel like you have made lifelong friendships?
Yes, I have. But I have made like collabed with a lot of content creators and streamers that I feel like have stayed like coworkers. You know what I mean? Like,
let's run down the list.
You're insane.
It's funny that you're saying that. I don't know a single person that I've like collaborated with that I don't see as a friend, but simply as a coworker.
There has to be someone you've collabed with that's like more of an acquaintance.
I also think you might be using the term friend loosely.
Yeah.
I guess for me, friend
is like
a
best friend, like someone that you can talk to about personal stuff
and that
outside
I'll keep,
of content.
Because it's really hard to keep relationships going with many people. So we're going to rip this, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Your birthday. I went to your fucking birthday thing.
Wow. Yeah, because I thought we were friends.
Dude, I went to your fucking birthday thing. It was literally last month.
Yeah.
It was.
That makes it so much worse because it's close in proximity to
like. You met my mom.
Oh, dude, your mom's so sweet. Yeah, that was January. It was January
8th.
I was going to say 12th. So I was going to be wrong. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
And then yours is, you have Leo energy. I'm going to go July 27th.
That's insane.
Wait, you were close.
July 25th.
Dude.
You're actually close.
And what's my birthday, you
I
bitches?
Actually have no idea when his birthday is.
What's my birthday?
Your birthday is July 19th.
6th.
Close. Close.
I have your birthday written down on my calendar, though.
I do have your birthdays in my calendar. But,
yeah.
But I bring this birthday thing up to say that a friend to me is somebody who I will make the effort to reach out with and keep the relationship going. For me, I separate friends and streamer friends. And I think they're two separate things. And I think it can bleed over, but I think I'll find that out when I retire from streaming.
Mm. Ooh, you're going to retire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to retire for sure. Are you not? Are you going to do it till when you're 80?
It's, yeah.
Really?
I think so.
When will you retire?
Always going to be a game. And if I'm going to play a game, I'm going to stream it.
You're going to be straight up 80 years old.
Yeah, I'm going to be Granny Ray.
Granny Ray.
Yeah.
Well, I think you know the answer for my side.
And you're also going to stream until you're 80?
I'm
really?
Gonna,
I mean, your field, like, you can do that. It
gets better with age.
Oh, my God. Dude, I would retire within the next I'm going to retire in the next 5 years.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to have, 100%. Like, a contract forever, but I think I'll do it casually like how I have before.
I will be gone. For fun. Nobody will know where I am. I'll be on a mountain.
But we're going to be friends, so we'll know which mountain.
You'll be able to come to my mountain.
Yeah, we'll go to the mountain.
You can come to my mountain. Well, no. No. Bad Assad.
No.
This one comes from Jar Jar. Ludwig needs a financial advisor because he keeps getting scammed.
Jar Jar, first off, eat shit and die. Second off, I don't. I'm cool with getting scammed because I'd rather get scammed 100 times and never lose faith in humanity than get scammed and become cold and callous. And I've also respectfully made enough money and I have it in a bank that I could lose everything I have and I'll be fine. I'll live off that and I'll make a bakery and I'll make a bread and I'll sell my bread and I'll make money doing that.
Tell me where the bank is.
He likes getting scammed for content.
You. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He does make content out of that.
And those videos do well.
Yeah. And well, usually they make it back except for when I got scammed out of 100K. That one definitely was tough.
Mike at Night says, I assume Hassan wishes he had even more impact than he does currently.
That's true. 100%. Yeah, I do. A lot of people.
What that mean?
I'm just one person, but I have a massive community. And what that means is in the more like, I guess, marketable moments, like what that means is we are able to fundraise so quickly and so expediently for important causes that I care about, that my community cares about. And that's really good. But beyond that, my goal always has been since day one to change the... Why are you laughing?
Because you did the Vivek Ramaswamy.
Oh, my God.
Day one.
Yeah. No, my goal has been, since I started this, my goal has been to change people's minds, have them become more charitable to others, have them become more charitable to perspectives that they were unfamiliar with. And I feel like that's valuable because it gets a lot more people to start really understanding why they feel the way that they do or why things don't ever change and all these structural hurdles that they must overcome. And that's my goal is to get people to basically change their framework.
So you want to make an impact and your body doesn't quit. When is enough impact? Is there a line where you've impacted enough?
No.
So you want to impact, you want to touch everyone.
I want...
You want 7 billion people to hear you.
The more I can reach out to a broader audience that will be more interested in understanding, you know, the structural violence of poverty or all of these different forms of oppression, the better they will make their own lives as well. And that actually is a real thing. Like, as far as impact goes, the lesser seen side of the impact that I have, I think, is when, you know, every now and then there will be like an article, like in Lansing, Michigan, Chipotle unionized, a Chipotle store unionized. And it was actually two dudes that were fans of mine. And they started that conversation of unionization after talking to one another. It's stuff like that that matters. When I'm able to get people to join local organizations, do mutual aid, do charity, that is what I care about.
Streamers' careers are built on stealing content.
Ho! Hey!
Yeah.
Ho!
I mean, the reacting stuff. I mean, you guys react a lot. I play a lot of games.
People react
to me.
I think the answer is yes. I did a survey with 30 of the biggest streamers in the world, and I asked them if they steal content or steal ideas.
I was
and
part of that.
29 out of 30 said yes.
Two of them are here with you.
Yeah.
Two of the legendary streamers are here. 29 out of 30 said yes. The only one who didn't say yes was Tarek, who just streams Valorant all day.
Yeah.
And so I guess there's no real thievery there.
There are good ways of doing it, and then there are bad ways of doing it. I think we've dealt with the bad ways of doing it many times over. I myself have contributed to bad ways of doing it as well, and throughout that process have changed the way that I react to content. But more often than not, I'm either reacting to straight-up news, and it is informative commentary on top of the news, or friends of mine that are making content that love when I react. Having said that, however, yeah, it's there's definitely a theft component to it. Because if you're doing it to someone that you don't have an established relationship with, and I myself have definitely engaged in that, and what if they don't like that, or they don't like the way you're reacting to it, then all of a sudden you're in a tricky area.
I mean, let's not mince words. Streamers steal a bunch of shit, bro. It's the Wild West, especially on Twitch, because they don't have a content ID system. I think even Kick is worse. There was someone
streaming. Kick's even worse, yeah.
Someone streamed the Super Bowl last year. There's people who stream
someone
movies.
Aiden was.
I'm not here to name names.
The face of Kick was streaming the Super Bowl last
someone
year.
Someone streamed the Super Bowl. People have streamed movies, TV shows, and then watch other YouTube videos. I just try to stick to people who are chill with me reacting.
Same.
Like Mr. Beast and Daily Dose.
Daily Dose
Same.
Is
Jet
nice.
Lag. Those are all people that I'm chill with that are like, hey, you can watch it. And then it's like, that's all cool.
Yeah. It's like you get permission and it's like, okay. That's transformative content.
Yeah.
This one's for Ray. You talked about people assume that you're not actually a good gamer.
I mean, listen. Okay. I've played many games, okay? Mm-hmm. I've played so many games. And I feel like the benefit of playing many games is like, you know, I know how to play a lot of kinds of games. I just think it's made me very mediocre at all of them.
I don't think you're mediocre. I think you're definitely above average.
I'm above average for a lot of games, but like, I'll never be like pro at any game because I diversify the type of games I play.
You're
all the time.
Above average at every game you play, and you're very good at certain games.
Wow, thank you so
Ludwig,
much.
Ludwig, on the other hand, is not good at any games, and yet, because he's a man,
what do you say fuck Ludwig for?
People assume he's good at games. I'm just defending.
Right.
Wow, thank you so much.
Aliens come down to Earth.
Okay.
And they choose you as their opponent.
Okay.
You are able to choose the battlefield, the video game that you play to save all of humanity. What game do you choose?
Do I get like some time to practice?
You get 1 month.
1 month of practice?
And the aliens come down after that.
I would have to pick tic-tac-toe.
So you're just trying to draw and then, okay, tic-tac-toe, eh? You're actually nasty at Fortnite. I forgot.
Yeah, no. I mean,
that's
Fortnite was like
you shit
the
on
game.
Me at Fortnite.
Where, yeah, and I'd do it again.
Okay.
Happily.
Well, let's not get it.
I've shit on you in Valorant.
No, you haven't.
Because I've carried you in Valorant.
If I constantly practiced a game, I could get so much better. But yeah, Fortnite was like, if I had to pick a game, it'd be Fortnite because I had a lot of practice. Like that, there was a period where I only played Fortnite, and then I stopped playing, and now I'm mediocre again.
I think you're a good gamer.
Wow, really?
I assume that despite being very unproblematic, Ray still receives a good bit of flack.
I mean, it's nothing out of the ordinary. It's just like the regular stuff that girls see online, like just sexist, racist comments that everyone receives. Literally everybody gets like hate like that. I think I've been pretty immune to that now. Like it's been happening. I mean, I've been on the internet for like 10 years now. It's been a very long time. So I've definitely seen it all. And yeah, I think it's a normal amount of hate.
I think if you're a woman and you hit 100 CCV on Twitch, you get a sub button and then two stalkers. And it like just comes with a package.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, there's just, I've had a handful, multiple handfuls of stalkers. Like there's just always somebody. It just takes that one crazy person to just.
Streamers can't and won't cook for themselves.
Last thing you cooked, go, be honest. Go, last time and thing you cooked.
I cook myself dinner every single night.
You cooked last night, what was it?
Yes, two slices of Nature's Oats bread, 80 calories, two eggs, 140 calories, one slice of low-fat Tillamook medium-sharp cheddar cheese, 70 calories.
Are you describing a sandwich?
Yes, I make myself a breakfast sandwich every night.
Okay, you cook yourself a nice Sammy.
I used to cook a lot.
What's the last time you cooked?
Last time I cooked was probably a week ago. I did make a scrambled. I put some ham in there and cheese.
I chef up, similar to you, a breakfast wrap about 3-4 times a week.
Oh, mine used to be a breakfast wrap. I changed it to a sandwich.
Admittedly, though, I do order a lot of food now. It's just, it's convenient. It's tastes better than what I can cook. It takes less time. I can multitask while I'm waiting for it. But I do tip really well.
Oh,
I do every time.
Same.
Streamers are destroying their bodies by sitting in front of a computer for 10 hours a day.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Have you ever sat in front of a computer for 10 hours a day?
Yeah.
When was the last time you've done that?
Okay, I guess it's a little better for me because I don't stream as many hours. I stream like 60-ish hours a month. But I'm in the best shape of my life physically. But I think that's because I'm able. Because
you stream 60 hours a month. I stream 60 hours a week.
Check this out. Check this out.
Not a good week.
Right?
60 hours minimum.
There was a time when I first started streaming. I worked two jobs and streamed every single night, every single day for like 9 hours a day. I like lost feelings in my legs. And I realized like.
You atrophied?
I literally was.
Bro.
And I also ate very unhealthy because I was poor at the time, too. So I was, like, saving up a lot. And so I was just, like, I also had, like, a spinal injury
from
a car crash. So I have a pinched nerve. Jeez. And so I sat sitting down, like, it made me realize, like, I can't live like this. Like, I have to really focus on health. And that was, like, the 8 years ago, long, long time ago. So, yeah, I have to balance health and streaming. Like, mm-hmm. You have to do it or else you can't do it. It's just, it feels horrible. You feel bad. You feel like you're falling apart, dying slowly, inside and out.
Something you mentioned, Ludwig.
Did I?
You did?
Okay.
Yeah. Streamers don't have a personal life.
Did I see that?
They have no time.
Oh.
You got no time.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're the one that's got no time. Dude, you both have no time.
Yeah, I don't. Every day is a work day, I feel like. I feel like even when I'm not working, I'm thinking about the work that's coming up or the stuff that I have to do and preparing mentally for a lot of the stuff that I have to do.
You're both very different because you have no time because you're live sometimes 40% of the entire year, which is crazy because that doesn't even factor in sleep, which is another like 30% of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you are like a fucking celebrity. You're just like in London for a week or like Paris or Milan.
Yeah, no, I'm leaving next week for 2 weeks to go to Milan.
Actually?
Yeah.
Oh, I called that shit.
Yeah.
So you're just like a famous person who does, you got to do like a shoot somewhere.
Famous.
You're like an actually famous person.
I get presented opportunities and I just try to say yes to everything, even if they make me very uncomfortable. For example, recording a song, which I don't do music, but that's something that I've been doing in the past week. So it's just like these little projects that keep me really busy, but it's just, I don't know. I like being busy.
Yeah. I do too. Also busy, but from a different perspective, which is just I have a company with 30 employees and I have a responsibility to make sure they don't lose their job.
You're freaking moguling, baby.
I'm moguling?
Yeah, you're moguling. It's like we have a team of people to, you know, I have to do help them, do them. Like, I have editors and stuff. Like, I have to keep busy. Yeah.
I don't think mine is specific to streaming necessarily, like yours is, or being a celebrity like yours is. Mine's just because I'm...
Why didn't you say I'm a celebrity?
Because you're not like she is.
That's weird. That's dude.
Streamers won't have any skills after their streaming career ends, so they need to grind hours now to be able to retire.
Oh.
This seems a little hurtful.
It was hurtful.
That was a hurtful thing to say.
I have a journalism degree and an English degree, so I could get a job at...
You can't spell and you're a bad journalist.
Wow.
I also have a degree.
In what?
It's a transfer degree, actually. So okay. If I ever want to go back to college,
hell yeah.
I have that under my belt. I do feel like streaming has given us some skill.
I disagree with that notion.
You think you have no... You're very good at talking. You yap away.
I will yap.
You could do like what that Wolf of Wall Street guy does now.
Just the same crimes that he did, but in crypto.
Oh, I was talking about go to colleges and campuses and speak.
Oh,
be like a pro speaker. Like what Casey Neistat does.
Oh, cool. No, I wouldn't. I don't like that.
Speaker
circuit stuff is lame. I'd go back to college, though. I would get a PhD.
I will become a baker, and that is what I will do. So I will see you there, and those will be the skills that I have is baking bread.
I love that. Aww. That's very cute.
It'll be in my mountain.
No one is coming to your mountain.
Everyone's going to come on my mountain. Go. Thank you. Thank
no,
you.
No, but like, you can't the bread have a reliable...
Oh, you've been invited to my mountain. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
I'll
ran out of
there.
Invites. We ran out of invites.
No, okay, moving on.
Not going to your mountain for bread.
We ran out of invites, so you can't even come.
So, Ludwig, we had your friend Aiden on here for a bisexuals episode. And he said that your kiss was just fine. Is Ludwig a good kisser?
I gotta be honest, it's fine. It was fine.
Ooh.
First off, I don't kiss men.
Yikes.
Okay. I feel like you've kissed
you
a lot of men.
I've never kissed me.
I've never kissed
We've
a dude.
We've kissed.
Respectfully, I've never kissed a dude.
We've kissed.
Okay, never done this. And so I don't know who Aiden's talking about. But all I have to say is, one, he's a snake rat bitch. And two, I went into the onsen with him, and let's just say he's not Drizzy Drake.
Ooh.
That's a violation.
Hurt people.
We had one from Mork Crispy. The choice to become a streamer is inherently unethical. While streamers like Pokimane have capped maximum donations and streamers like Valkyrie and Ludwig give back to charity, streamers like Hassan prey on viewers who don't realize it's top of the hour ad break.
Oh, my God.
Bro,
that was a roller coaster.
You got so baited.
That is literally my stream every day.
Holy
oh my
shit.
God. I just realized.
It is the top of the hour.
Oh my Lord. Wow. Jesus Lord.
You were going through emotions there.
That was a roller coaster.
No,
I expected it.
I was just shocked that like they would choose that as a comment. Yeah. I was like, damn, I'm about to go hard on this guy.
Damn, Mork. Good job, Mork.
Yeah.
Get his ass. Mork? Get his ass.
He's in the room with us.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hassan, you said a lot of people assume that you're like trying to hide your past and that you're not, like that's information you're trying to bury.
People will like dox my parents and stuff as a part of like their, way to be like, oh dude, Hassan is, comes from an affluent background. They're not rich now, but my dad was. And I talked about this quite a bit. And how it has influenced and shaped my worldview. Overall, I feel like people always like think this is a gotcha. Like they'll be like, you're a nepotism recipient. And I'm like, yeah, dog, I say it all the time. It is a part of what I try to describe to people that is like, look, I'm a very fortunate person and I recognize it. And I actually talk about it quite frequently, but for some weird reason, people will always be like, he's hiding that. It's the same energy as like people being like, Hassan hides that he's rich. It's like, no, I don't at all. How could I? My subscription numbers have been public for years.
You can do the math.
Yeah, you can do the math. It's pretty obvious. Like I'm not, people think that it's a gotcha. It's not. It's something that I recognize. I recognize the privilege that I have all the time.
We're going to do a tier list of streamers who you think would be best to have with you to survive on a desert island. We're going to start off with Lily Pichu.
F.
F.
Absolutely F.
F
G.
F tier.
There is no shot I'm picking Lily to survive in the wild.
Okay.
Maybe D tier. She could bring up the vibes with music.
F.
Okay. Disguised toast.
D.
I feel like he would, come up with, like, really good ideas for survival, but probably not be able to execute them very well.
I also worry that if it came down to us needing to eat each other, he would make the decision to eat me.
I'd probably eat you, too.
What now are you? About
it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm flattered.
He's got a whole lot of ass.
Hear this, Aiden?
He's still thinking about it.
Asmongold.
F. Oh my, okay, but
F. Actually, F.
Who is worse at surviving, Lily or Asmongold?
Asmongold is literally in a survival situation in his everyday existence.
And he's a professional at it. He's surviving.
You're right, I get where you're going with this.
No, what do you mean? Unless they have like a crate of Diet Coke and Doritos, I don't.
He can go to
distance. Did you see the way he grabbed that cockroach off his
shoulder? True,
he was grabbed it without fear. He's desensitized.
You know what? I've moved him up. He's C-tier.
Yeah, he's C-tier for sure, because like
he's
he does not care.
No.
Yeah.
He does not fear the wild.
Tarek.
He's Jack now.
He has been lifting. He can lift a log.
No.
But he can't cook.
He can't do anything.
Would his shooting skills like translate to the real world
not at
from
all.
Valorant?
Not even a little bit.
No, I love Tarek, but that boy's dying on that island. There's no way.
I would throw him like at a C or D.
I think a C.
Like he has physical prowess.
Yeah.
That's pretty much that's it though.
Slime.
S tier.
Mm-hmm. You think slime is capable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is he like he's a wild kind of guy? Does a lot of outdoorsy stuff?
World champion fighter.
Okay.
Killer vibes, if that's what you wanted to talk about earlier. Plus, I went fishing with him, and he did okay.
You're just lying for your boy. You want him on the island.
You know, I know what you're doing.
What? What
you're
am I doing?
You're gassing slime up so that Aiden feels bad.
No, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, this is not the yarn. Okay.
Yeah. I just truly love and believe in slime. Sorry. I guess I'll knock him down to A if that makes you guys feel better.
Pokemane.
Respectfully, D.
Yeah.
I think D.
No, F tier.
F?
Yeah.
No, she's been working out.
I think she's more physically fit.
Yeah, she's
okay, she's more physically fit than Lily Pichu.
Yeah. Yes. She's more physically able.
Okay, D tier. Fine.
Can she start a fire?
That's a good question. I can start a fire by hand with my hands.
I can also start a fire with
dead ass?
Yeah.
Me and you are freaks.
I've done all
You can't do what we do.
I've literally done all of this.
You can't do what we do.
Can't.
There's a very real reason why I don't like nature. My mom, thinking that this was like a cool experience, sent me to a 21-day survival training camp, and it was intense. It was very intense, but I know how to do all of that stuff. Canadian maple leaf is the best type of leaf to wipe your ass with when you're out in the wild.
Sea dog VA.
He's a bit prissy. He's British.
Yeah.
So.
Good vibes, though.
Killer vibes. He's done a few camping things, and I've gone camping with him.
He probably has some knowledge about camping.
He is.
You mean like epigenetic memories from the whales?
Yeah.
All different types of sheep.
I would throw him B tier.
B.
I think he's higher than Asmin. Yeah.
Oh.
He's more capable.
You put Asmin at C, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. B tier is fine. Okay, yeah. Okay. I think.
Okay.
I think B.
Jerma.
He's yacked.
He is strong.
He's strong. He's physically fit. He's very tall. He's like 6'5".
Are you thinking of Jerma? Are you describing yourself?
I'm just gassing him up.
Yeah.
I was just gassing him up. He's a cool guy.
None of these have been true yet.
No, he is jacked. He's way more jacked than you. Yes. Have you not seen old Jerma? Old Jerma used to look like he was in the ROTC.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he seems very capable.
S tier.
Smart guy.
Point Crow.
Well, I think he's physically fit. We saw how he performed in physical bouts. But also, I think that he's smart. Like, he would be able to figure things out.
A.
I think he's S. He's a collegiate...
You're handing out S's like none other for to content only his creators.
He's a collegiate athlete, and he also is an avid Survivor fan.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Absolutely. S tier, 100%.
I think he's watched damn near every season.
Yeah,
he has.
If you love Survivor, then you're probably good at surviving.
I think you're right. S tier, 100%.
Kai Snat.
He did live in a house where there were rats and stuff.
I feel like it's lower than A. I want to say it's B.
I don't know how capable
he
is
out?
On his own.
Yeah, he works out.
Okay.
Yeah, he's also physically fit, but I don't know how capable he is in braving the elements.
In the wild.
Probably more than Asmin, so B.
I'm going to say C tier.
Wow.
I'm going to say C tier.
Controversial.
Austin Cho.
F.
Absolutely F. Garbaggio. Yeah. I went to a camp with him. And I've never been more frustrated watching a person try to start a fire. He cannot light a fire, even with a lighter and newspaper. It was traumatic for me. Like, I learned a lot about him.
He's all looks, no impact.
He looks great.
Couldn't do shit in the wild.
Will Neff.
S tier.
Yeah,
it's
S. Yeah.
He probably wants to do this.
He would volunteer to.
The only reason why
go survive for free.
The only reason why I say F tier is because he'd kill everyone and then survive on his own.
Cutie Cinderella.
Ooh. Oh. Well, can't get to the island because she doesn't fly.
I would say she's S.
She.
That is good. That's funny. She knows how to cook.
She has a lot of really big fears, and flying is one of them where it is just, I feel like there's going to be some fear that she can't do in the wild. Like, mm-hmm. is there something in the wild that she's very traumatic for her?
Everything.
Everything would scare her, but she'd still get it done. S tier.
I think she has organizational prowess. She knows how to cook. These are really big bonuses.
Because she can definitely streamers cook. So if I caught a fish, she could cook it.
Normally, if she didn't have all the other, like, the genuine fear of everything,
yeah.
I would say that she's easy S tier. But I think that because of the fears and whatnot, it like greatly draws it back down to like B tier.
Mm-hmm. B's nice.
I think B's.
I'll take B.
Valkyrie.
Listen, let me pitch. Okay.
Pitch.
I grew up S-tier. In the wild, okay?
You grew up in the wild.
I grew up in East Washington, okay?
She put a stank on it. She said Washington.
I used to play in the dirt all the time. I was such a tomboy. Uh-huh. I went camping a lot. I went hiking. Summer camps. I've gone fishing in Alaska. Caught a 30-pound salmon.
I've
gone crabbing before.
You gone crabbing?
Yeah, I have.
Crustaceans and all that?
Yes. I used to touch grass. It's true.
Now, how much of that has deteriorated? Because you went to... tell me about Almond Camp. Were you good?
Almond Camp? In fact, it was called Camp Sinica, and there was like a group of 20 people. Only 3 of us made it to the top, and I was one of them. And I remember the view. It was a beautiful view.
D tier. No, I think you'd be good.
I mean, to be fair, it's been a while since I've participated in outdoorsy things.
I said it, S tier.
You locked down S?
Yeah.
Meet me halfway. Let's go D. You put yourself S?
No, I would put myself at...
She's being humble.
I'd put myself
That's
at...
That's nice.
...in A. I know how to make a fire.
She was not being humble. Never mind.
I'll give you A.
Really?
I think knowing how to make a fire is the most
important. It's so important.
Hassan Piker.
F, absolutely.
Easy S tier.
S tier.
Easy.
Okay, he did.
There wouldn't be enough food on the island to sustain you.
That's true.
No.
You would
eat. No, actually, that is a major benefit. I have more to lose. Therefore, I can have a longer run time without eating.
I would cut you open and sleep in you like in Star Wars.
All the things that you mentioned, I also know how to do. I vibe with animals very well. I can make a fire. I know how to make a bear bag, which is...
Prove it to me. Mime how to make a fire right now. Do the motion.
Mime how to make a
fire? Mime making
like
the fire.
This?
Yeah.
Okay, here. There you go. I put it down and then...
No!
What?
You gotta go down.
Okay, dude.
I'd put you at S.
F?
Because you went to that 21-day survival thing.
I've done it all. I've choose not to for that reason.
And lastly...
You gotta say Ludwig, aren't you?
Yes.
F tier.
I mean...
I knew you were gonna
have
hurt.
You ever, like...
I mean, yeah, gotta give it back to you.
Have ever what?
I don't know, gone camping, like real camping.
Have I ever gone real camping?
Yeah, real camping.
I basically invented the sport. I'm from New Hampshire.
Is he?
He is from New Hampshire, but what does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's what we call homes.
Oh, okay.
Look, I've done this. I did 24 hours in the wild, and I had to make a fire by scratch.
I was just about to say, the only thing you got going for you is that if there's like a YouTube angle to it, you've like probably tried it out.
I've gone fishing recently. I had to drink a beer every 30 minutes, and I went fishing. I got really pissed drunk,
Did you catch a fish?
I fucked on those fish.
Mm. Okay.
You fucked a fish.
That's not exactly what I was going for, but I feel like it did come out that way.
Yeah. Okay.
I would
give myself a C tier.
Really? A C?
Yeah.
I was going to give you an S.
I feel like I'd be the Mario of surviving in the wild.
No, I think you're higher than that. All jokes aside, I know you bumped me up to a D. I would say you're a D as well.
I feel like you could survive really well.
Is there any other things y'all want to talk about? Any other assumptions?
I would say most of streaming is not this. I think we are in a very select few spots that exists of being a very big streamer, which we've gotten into through various paths of luck and
We got very lucky. I feel like timing for certain things got us to where we are today. But this is an anomaly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not normal.
7 million people go live every month, and like 50,000 are partners, and maybe 10,000 are able to do it full time. So, you know,
you're and like, and even through that, you're thinking of when someone thinks of Twitch streaming or YouTube streaming, they're thinking of the top 100 people.
Yeah.
And that is not reflective of the 10,000 that you're mentioning at all.
Yeah, how many people do stream? Nowadays, people try to get into streaming for money because they see like the top like 1%, like the life that we have is just, it's just so... so lucky. Like, it's very lucky. It's very rare to have, like, this kind of life. But I just really feel like if you want to get into streaming, truly do it as a hobby and for fun. And don't just quit your job just to, like, try streaming. For me, like, I was working overtime for, like, 2 years before I, like, decided to fully commit to streaming. So it just take your time with it. Have fun. And if it works, then it works. But it's a very timely thing. It's been, like, years, decades for some of us. It's a long, long, long grind.
Okay, someone wanted all of y'all to stand up.
Uh-huh. Oh, come on! This is an attack!
Alright, well, I mean, it's worse for him, honestly.
Oh, watch out for the light. Watch out for the ceiling, Hassan. Okay.
I...
You are literally cheating. Okay, I took my shoes off, so like...
Bro, you look small as hell.
Are you standing on something? That's so funny. Oh my god, he's on his tippy toes. That's so funny.
He's on his tippy toes. Okay, can I put my shoes on?
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude.
You don't even have shoes on?
What happened? Why?
No, I took my shoes off. Now I'm gonna put my shoes on.
I'm just sitting relaxed now.
Why did that impact you so much when I just gave you a light push like that?
Stop doing it.